management, and board of One Love Radio Zambia, we extend our deepest condolences to the family of His Excellency Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu, 6th Republican President of Zambia and the entire nation. We remember him as a leader of unwavering faith who championed Christian values and prayer. His legacy of service, unity, and godliness will continue to inspire. May his soul rest in eternal peace.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +264 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailash. The headlines. Luwungu Town Council recovers 674,553 kwacha and 13 ngwe. Kingdom Life Church calls for peace. In international news, protest hits Kenya after shock death of man held by police. And in sports, FAS President Kate Mwemba launches elite referees course. Now the news in detail. Luwungu Town Council has announced the recovery of 674,553 kwacha and 13 ngwe from the Constituency Development Fund CDF loan beneficiaries for a period spanning 2022 to 2024. Luwungu Town Council Public Relations Officer Tasila Banda says the move is a testament of the local authority's commitment to ensuring the sustainability of CDF loan empowerment initiative. She, however, says the council notes with great concern that a substantial number of beneficiaries have not fulfilled their loan repayment obligations.
To address this issue, the council has embarked on an extensive stakeholder engagement meeting and radio programs to sensitize the beneficiaries on the importance of honoring their loan commitments. The council also wishes to inform the public that it will pursue legal actions against defaulters, including reporting them to the Zambia police and engaging bailiffs in order to facilitate recovery. Beneficiaries facing repayment difficulties are thereby encouraged to consult with the Director Planning and Finance to agree on flexible repayment arrangements. The council wishes to emphasize that CDF Empowerment Loans is a revolving fund designed to benefit a broader spectrum of individuals within the community.
Trust Africa has commended Zambia for introducing the new decent work guidelines for the cotton subsector, recognizing the significance of the development in advancing labor rights and fair workplace conditions. Trust Africa's Southern Africa Program Officer Beatrice Makwenda expressed appreciation for the collaborative efforts that led to the achievement. She notes that the Trust Africa, alongside its partner, Solidaridad, worked closely with stakeholders to define policy priorities aimed at strengthening farmers' capacity and ensuring meaningful civil-social engagement. Ms. Makwenda explained how Trust Africa's involvement in the Reclaim Sustainability Program, implemented since 2021, has played a critical role in addressing key challenges in the sector. She described the initiative as a platform for fostering dialogue among farmers, industry representatives, regulators, as well as policymakers.
So when we started, basically we are supporting strengthening the capacities of farmers, the capacities of civil society to engage in an inclusive and meaningful process in terms of policy dialogue, government, but also the private sector, the GINAs, all the cotton sector actors must come together to debate, to dialogue, and then find a common ground for solutions that address the challenges.
Social economist Kelvin Sanga says NIMA has shown some progressive activities which are positive combinations of different activities that are being implemented. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Sanga says NIMA has increased the number of aggregated health facilities that have actually been able to take into consideration, with the aspiration to get more coverage reaching 116 districts across the country. He says basically what has been happening is a clear demonstration of the partnership that NIMA is championing across the health sector.
But of course, remaining with some lingering challenges that we should be able to highlight as well, we need to be high on doubt. One of the key factors is that there has been continuously some delays of provided investment, inequality also in access in some of the key areas, especially when you look at the rural development aspect as well as a remote area perspective. We are seeing that it's not having that inclusive kind of focus and cover. In terms of the utilization of collected funds, I think it's more eye concerning to say that we need to look at investment pattern that you need to be geared up into this aspect so that we can have that effect of making sure that the money is available at all possible times.
The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, MFL, has commenced the mid-term review of its 2022 to 2026 strategic plan to assess progress and realign priorities for enhanced sector performance. Acting Permanent Secretary Frederick Mwila has reaffirmed the Ministry's commitment in advancing government priorities including economic diversification, job creation, food security and sustainable development. Mr. Mwila says the review will assess 11 strategic objectives aiming to realign priorities and improve performance. Key targets include increasing the national cattle herd from 5.1 million to 7 million by 2027, boosting beef export revenues to $100 billion annually, and eliminating the national fish deficit.
This is a huge resolve which requires discipline, commitment, and the need for collaboration in order to succeed. The new Dawn government, by the President, Mr. Ikrai Nechilema, has provided this desired political leadership, enabling environment and vision for the country. It is our responsibility to therefore respond to the political oversight and ensure we do our part that we can unlock business and economic opportunities in the fisheries and livestock sub-sector by delivering for the people of Zambia.
Meanwhile, Director of Planning, Policy and Information, Saxid Mubanga, described the review as timely and crucial for assessing the ministry's achievements under the strategic plan.
And we're at a point where we need to validate some of the findings of the strategic plan. My colleague from Cabinet Office, the Director in charge of Strategic Planning, and they want to give a bit of detail also with regards to that. But in a nutshell, we're here to undertake the midterm review, which should inform some of the interventions, some of the adjustments that we need to make for us to reach our intended goal by the close of the cycle of the strategic plan.
And the Management Development Division, MDD, Director Strategic Planning, Patricia Chikalanga, emphasized the need for honest and dedicated stakeholder participation to ensure the review delivers meaningful outcomes.
This is Church News.
His Kingdom Life Church, Reverend Floyd Kaingo, has emphasized Zambia's status as a Christian nation, citing the country's constitutional declaration. Reverend